fellow BBC reporter Mike Thompson is also in Haiti.
I'm in a makeshift hospital at the UN base near Port-au-Prince Airport and surrounded by 200 to 300 bunk beds, all occupied by people severely injured in the earthquake. Many of them are children.
Most of what we see is fractures, wounds, crush injuries from the rubble. Most of them are pretty serious.
Pediatrician Delphine Robotham.
One of the things that we're seeing a lot is either open fractures where you have the bone that's sticking out through the skin. Unfortunately, this leaves these children at huge risk for infection, gangrene. We have had multiple losses of limbs and multiple losses of life.
Robotham says many of these child casualties can be blamed on the lack of vitally needed medical facilities and equipment, much of which has still not arrived here, despite repeated requests.
The sad truth is that we do not have a lot of the equipment we need here to do a lot of the surgeries, which are needed desperately. So we need to get some of these kids out to other hospitals, other institutions where they do have the capabilities to do these surgeries, or they will die. And that's something that is extremely frightening and frustrating.
Since the earthquake struck, have many children died here?
Sadly, yes, I've seen far too many children die already. There are a few that I'm very, very worried about, and that I've become very concerned about over the last day or so. Some of them we were supposed to fly out yesterday, but the trucks didn't come. So now we're waiting. I know one mother, she already lost 3 of her children on Tuesday, and this is her last child. And I don't think he's going to make it if something doesn't happen very, very soon, as in today.
Pediatrician Delphine Robotham speaking there with the BBC's Mike Thompson.